Drysdale Vignette, Christmas Legends 3. 3, 2, 1. Legends abound about the origin of the Christmas tree. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Still more about this great tradition in a moment. 3, 2, 1. The Christmas tree set up in Windsor Castle by Prince Albert in 1841 began a rapid popularization. Some countries were slower than others to pick up on it. For example, it seems doubtful if it was common in Bohemia or in Sweden much before 1860. Previously, in Sweden, it was customary to set up a bare pole outside the house. Since then, the Christmas tree has found a welcome all across Europe, Canada, and America, largely through German influence, direct or indirect. It's not difficult to conceive that the Christmas tree may have been originally an embodiment of the spirit of vegetation and may have been Christianized by association with the beautiful old legend of the Tree of Life. When Adam was dying, says the story, he sent Seth to the Garden of Eden to beg for the oil of mercy. This he could not obtain, but the guardian cherub gave him instead a sprig or seed from the Tree of Life, which he was commanded to plant upon his father's grave, and he did so, and therefrom grew a tree which in after ages afforded the wonder-working rod of Moses. That the Christmas tree was adorned with lights in or soon after Luther's time is certain, but how soon it became the vehicle of gifts is much more doubtful. In Denmark, where the tree became as popular, there was a pleasant custom that on returning from church on Christmas Eve, the whole family would join hands and march around the tree singing Christmas carols. I'm Art Drysdale.